Fix the overheads, the glare's become too much at last. Have somebody try to boost morale amongst the cast.
The music you're listening to is by an outfit called The Extra Lens. It's one of the new songs our colleagues at NPR Music shared on their Song of the Day feature. Stephen Thompson is the curator of Song of the Day, and he joins me now. Hello there, Stephen.
Hello, Audie.
So this song is called Only Existing Footage. What can you tell me about this group, The Extra Lens?
Okay, The Extra Lens is led by a guy named John Darnielle, who's better known as the lead singer of The Mountain Goats. And basically, The Mountain Goats started out as John Darnielle in front of a junky boombox, you know, with fans whirling in the background as he's strumming on an acoustic guitar and singing these kind of bare-knuckle anthems. Boombox folk, I guess you could say. And over time, his music has become sort of more polished and beautiful, but the words still hit like a punch in the stomach.
Red eye back to Belgrade with the footage we can save. End up with one can be. Cause the baggage claims an unmarked grave. Hold off the backers, put a notice in the press. Oblivion's been knocking since I gave it my address.
Again, that's The Extra Lens with Only Existing Footage. Stephen, this next piece comes to us from Brazil, and tell us who this is.
This is a musician named Pedro Moraes, and the song is called Zingareo. No dorso do convés, aô. No ventre dos vagões, aô. Zingareio.
That's Pedro Moraes with the song Zingareo. Stephen, what is the song actually about?
Well, a rough translation of Zingareo is I, Gypsy. Basically, the song is about sort of gypsy identity, and Pedro Moraes himself is sort of kind of an up-and-comer in Brazil. He's sort of known for taking the sounds of Brazilian popular music in the 70s and 80s and updating it and twisting in sort of new styles. He's known for incorporating the sounds of what he calls electro samba music. Quero sim, nas cidades em combustão. Adentrar como um filho,
como um palhaço, como um sultão. I'm speaking with Stephen Thompson of NPR Music about the tracks featured on Song of the Day. Stephen, next up I want to talk about a band called Gang of Four, who were trendsetters back in the 1970s. What song are you going to play for us from them?
Well, this is from an album that comes out in January called Content. The song is called Never Pay for the Farm.
So, 30 years later, what's changed about this music?
Well, I mean, this particular song is definitely in the spirit of Gang of Four's early works. It's interesting because you don't want to sound like a nostalgia act where all you're doing is doing what you did before. But at the same time, Gang of Four's music in its original form still sounds incredibly vital. And so the fact that this particular track is so reminiscent of its early work, there's still a lot of that spark and a lot of that excitement there.
That's Gang of Four with Never Pay for the Farm. Okay, time for one last track. This is from an artist named Scuba. So, and what can you tell me about him or them?
Well, Scuba is an electronic musician named Paul Rose, who owns a fairly influential British electronic label called Hot Flush. And this particular track is called Before, parentheses, After.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised that someone named Scuba would make music that sounds like it's underwater.
Yeah, it's actually one of the challenges, I think, of writing about music like this is not to write sentences like, you know, Scuba dives deep into the murky waters of electro. You know, you don't
right wanna, exactly the ethereal.
Yeah, you don't want to fall into the trap of that. But it is a wonderfully fluid sounding mix. Basically, what this is a remix of an earlier song that he had done that was just called Before. And in this particular case, it's kind of a woozier and more disorienting version of the song, and it takes you somewhere.
What makes it better than music I would hear when I go to get my nails done at the spa or something? You know, that kind of relax.
I think this, for one thing, the sound is much richer and much deeper. And music like this really, really benefits from very, very good headphones and kind of allowing yourself to become immersed in it, where it's not just a synthesizer going, the sound has kind of almost three dimensions to it.
And that was the song Before, After, from the artist Scuba. Stephen Thompson curates the song of the day at nprmusic.org. Go online and listen to all of the songs we heard today and then some. Stephen, thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our program today is directed by Kenya Young. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Petra Mayer, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Siri Grassley, and our intern, Will O'Connor. The technical director is Daniel Shukin, assisted by Renee Pringle, Peter Elena, and Cal Southworth. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Rick Holter is the senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez. For Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish, sitting in for Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We'll be back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening, and have a great week.